All material in this audio story belongs to Sila J. Taesong. No part may be copied or distributed for material gain. If you share this recording with others, please reference the author and website. Thank you for listening. Samija, A Dreams of Kaimaz short story by Sila J. Taesong. They say in language of ancestors, Samija meant servant. In my time, it has meant one thing only, slave. I was born in breeding pits where all Samija mothers go to birth. I don't know who my mother was. Male Samija don't have mothers, only fathers. When new one is born, they mark him with fire. Mark shows who his father is and where he will work. My father worked in mines, and so I did too. Soon as I could walk, I was toddling alongside carts, picking up spilled ore. They didn't spare me nothing for being young. If I missed one piece, I got burn of whip, same as all. I don't know which of miners was my father. They all had same mark. I don't have mine anymore. Icers healed it off when they freed me. Breeding pits was only touch of softness I once felt. Life was hard and sharp. We slept in low-ceilinged caverns full of stones and dust, not even one hide to keep us off it, stacked in rows, elbow to elbow. We ate in another cavern full of hundreds of Samija, fungus gruel, and sometimes one hunk of cabobar. Once in a week they take us to cool running stream to bathe and wash our hides. That's best day of week, bathing day. Just sit in cool water and let it run over you and take away all pains of whips. I go down and sit in your lake Lintok sometimes and dream I'm there. My children don't like for me to talk about my years in Kron. Everything is different in Iskallon, Dad, they say. We're free here. You're free here. Forget about Kron. But here you are, young scribe, asking me about my life. I tell you I've forgotten it all, but by ancestors you are persistent. Samija life was work, sleep, eat, work. We didn't have holidays. Even on feast days, we're working hard as any other day. Celebrate? Yeah, we'd celebrate sometimes. They keep guards on, Samija themselves, crewmasters they are called. But crewmasters sometimes sneak away for their own celebrate. When this happens, in dark of sleeping cavern, someone lights fire stick and we sit up late. We talk, share stories, play games of stone and bones, dare to smile. Women sing low so they won't be heard. Them nights were almost as nice as bathing day. But you don't care about all that. You want to know how I come to Iskallon. Have yourself one seat on that chair. Delia will bring Blissey. I'll sit on this rocker, same as I have since retirement. What, 30 years now? No, I don't know how old I am. Samija don't have ages, just young, breeding, and too old. If I'm picking one now, it's too old. I was breeding age back then, and I had found me one other Samija I wanted to breed with. When there's few children being born, flames stud out miners to make more miners, but when breeding spikes, flames try to keep us from it altogether. Never does work like that. Even Samija are clever enough to find way around curfews and separate quarters and watchful masters. This Samija woman was clever as she was pretty. She was seamstress. She made hide garments we all wore. She came to our caves for fittings. Had more leeway than any of us miners. Well, one day she fitted me, and I guess she liked what she measured. Come back that night for more measurements, she said. Come back next night, too. Cut hides wrong, she said. It went on like that for a while, till she said she couldn't risk it anymore. Said she'd got with child, and Flame who owned her had been getting his measurements, too, and she just had to cool it or I would get in trouble. I never did find out if that baby was mine or not. They say flames can't give Samija babies, but I don't know who else was measuring up. Meanwhile, breeding was spiking up something awful. It happens in Kron. Every once in century, caves get overfull. Flames got a couple of ways of dealing with overcrowding. Sometimes, flames throw weak Samija in lava. Other times, flames put overstock into caverns on fringe of cron. Real rustic places, worse than regular caverns, crammed so full you can't sleep without laying on someone. Cold, never enough food, and you don't even get to go to work. Now, I don't love work nor whips, but working beats fodder out of sitting around with nothing to do. Still, every single Semija wants to be in them caves. Why? We have legend in Kron, legend of frozen tunnels where whips don't follow and they let you eat whenever you're hungry. In legends, your icers come to overstock caves, kill flame guards, and take Semija away from whips. So when they say they're taking least productive Semija to outer caves, we all start dragging heels. Things got so bad in mines, us risking beatings and death to show how unproductive we could be. Finally, they scooped out one Quosha and told rest to get back to work. Lucky for me, I was in Quosha. Else you wouldn't be sitting here enjoying that fine glass. Want another? We were herded up tunnels just like you herd your charat. Men, women, and little children, too. And guess who I found walking beside me, heavy and slow? My seamstress. We spend months up in these caves, twiddling our fingers. Some of us talk about trying to strike out, wander up tunnels on our own, but they keep actual flame guards on us. Once in them months, troop of flames come and pick out some few of us, usually biggest or prettiest, and take them away. Don't ask me what happened to them, 'cause I never saw them again. It was worse than anything them months. No celebrating, not even one single bath day. Water for drinking came in big tubs, and it was warm and stale. Food was meager, hippol dried near to leather, raw fungus, just enough to make you more hungry. Them ill and weak didn't last long. Every day someone else dies. Some of us think Lava River might be mercy. Only hope for your icers to come keeps us alive. It went on like that near forever. One day I'm dipping water out of tub with my hands, and crust of ice forms on surface. We hear hissing and shouts, see fire and steam in tunnel outside. Air gets cold, real cold. Corpse falls into cave, frozen solid. We edge back, huddle against walls, shivering in our thin hide garments, scared. More screams, flames, and icers dying. We don't know who will win. Seamstress is big by then, swollen belly and skinny limbs like spider. I've been bringing her water, she hasn't stood up for a week. I hold her close while battle goes on, being strong for her makes me less afraid. Not one single Semija among us thought about poking our heads out of cave and watching battle, or helping win. We didn't even consider it. My children still ask that. Why didn't you fight for it, Dad? All I can say is, once Semija, always Semija. Even on verge of freedom, we still act like slaves. Comes quiet, real quiet. Then people step into cave, your icers, short and thin and pale. Hurry, they say, hurry, flames coming. Semija in cave press forward. We all scared of freedom now that it's here. I take seamstress by hand. Come on, I say. We're free, but we got to hurry. She doesn't get up. I pull at her, try to lift her, but I'm too weak to carry her. Months in these caves melted away my muscles like grease. All around us, Semija are having same struggle. Seems everyone has parent or child or somebody they love won't make it up to the frozen tunnels. Movement slows. Icers push us with cold air. Free humans prod us with weapons. They already carry Semija babies and two olds that can't walk. They can't take any more. Go on, seamstress whispers. Go on to your freedom, miner. They'll put us back to work now there's less of us. We'll be fine. I don't believe word of it, but if I stay, I die, so I let myself believe. I let go of her hand and move forward, numb as if icers froze me solid. Other Semija are doing same. We don't look back when we leave them caves. We help each other up one long, dark tunnel, whole way up here to Iskalon. takes hours, feels like years, and whole time we looking behind our shoulders, wondering when flame's gonna come with whips. Then we see lake, and we know we are free. We run into it, all of us, splashing and happy. We bathe in it, we drink them clean, cold waters until we become them. Icers heal us, feed us proper, give us warm clothes, put us into nice safe rooms with soft beds and warm furs. They ask us all kinds of questions about Kron. They tell us to pick guilds. How'd I choose my guild? That is a silly question, young man. I've been miner since I was old enough to walk. What else would I do, by ancestors? We meet Iskallon humans, make friends, fall in love, have children. We think about Kron every day. Think about Semija we left behind in those caves. I think about Seamstress and one baby she maybe bore. Does he wear miner's mark? The end. Thank you for listening to this audio short story by Sila J. Taesong. Please find more audio stories on dreamsofkaimaj.com. That's DREAMSOFQAIMAJ.com. If you like these stories, you can sign up to receive a free monthly short story delivered right to your inbox.